Now going to cover some Tosos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara from Beis on Beis to Gimel Amud Aleph is having a discussion regarding whether or not the Umos HaOlam gets schar for keeping the Shiva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. And the Gemara in the top of Gimel Amud Aleph says, "Ein Mekabel Lehem Schar," and the Gemara says, "Is this true?" Rabbi Meir Omer, "Minayin She'afilu Ovid Kochavim Osik B'Torah Shu Kohen Gadol," right? How do you know that an Ovid Kochavim who's Osik B'Torah is like a Kohen Gadol and gives you a proof? So Tosfos right away points out to tell you, "She'afilu Ovid Kochavim Osik B'Torah Perish B'Shev Mitzvos Shalahem." This is obviously not talking about the Torah Mamish in terms of 613 mitzvos, but just the Shev Mitzvos B'Nei Noach of theirs. The Ilu Bishar Mitzos Amrin Mesanhedrin Perikdal Mises Ovid Elim Hausik B'Torah Chayav Mitzvah. I can't be talking about the rest, because obviously then they'd be Chayav Mitzvah, and non-Jews not supposed to keep the Torah, not supposed to keep Shabbos, etc. The Gemara ends up concluding from his discussion about this whole idea of do they get Schar for keeping Shiva Mitzvos Bnei Noach or not. So they said that She'in Mekabel Menayim Schar Kimutuva Osa Ela Kamisha Ena Mutuva Osa, that they only get the Schar, the lower level Schar, of one who is in a mitzvah osa and not the one who is mitzvah osa. This is a concept that comes up a few times in Shas, comes up in Kiddushin, which we'll cite in a moment, regarding a woman doing a mitzvah, such as a mitzvah shaseshes man grama, a time-bound mitzvah, that she gets a lower level. So you might think, logically, that maybe, you know, like a little kid might think that he should get more reward from his parents for doing something when he wasn't asked to do it. What's the big deal about doing something that you've been asked to do? So Tosos here, and also Tosos in Kiddushin, give somewhat similar answers. So Tosos here, the small Tosos of Galdah Mitzuva Osa, says, "Peirush b'nei shehu doig tamid levato yitzro l'kaim mitzvahs boro." So the reason that the Mitzuva Osa gets more schar than the Ena Mitzuva Osa is because you have the Yitzhar Hara. The Yitzhar Hara for a Mitzuva Osa is trying to stop you, and you have that in your way to get you to stop from doing the mitzvah, and therefore that one is greater. The Tosos in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph, where it talks about a woman's role in regards to a mitzvah sasheshes man grama, that's also the Daf where you have the story of Dumba and Asina. So over there, the Tosos says it a little differently. The wording is nearer the high new time of the Misha Mitzvah Osa Adif Lefid Shadoig Mitzvah Yoter Pen Ya'avor. It says not so much about the Yitzhara, but that there's a pressure on the person, meaning the one who's gadol, the one who's mitzvah osa, he gets greater schar because there is a certain amount of pressure on him. Mitzvah yoter penyavor, meaning, you know, if you mess up, if you are over the mitzvah saseh, so then you'll obviously get punished, as opposed to someone who's not mitzvah pas b'salo, you know, it's sort of take it or leave it. He can do it if he wants, but no harm, no foul if he doesn't do it. The Rush over there in Kiddushin says a third approach to why Gadol Mitzuva Osa more than a Eina Mitzuva Osa, and he says the Lashon of Hu Osa Ratzon Kono. It's not nothing to do with your personal, you know, the pressure of the Sahara, but rather, simply put, the person who is a commandant gets Schar because Hashem told him to do so. And on the flip, the person who wasn't commanded to do so, Lo Tziva Kolum, says the Rush. You weren't commanded anything, so you will get some schar, because it's nice you did a mitzvah, but Hashem did not command you to do this mitzvah. He did not necessarily want for you to do this mitzvah. He wanted you to do a different mitzvah, and not focus your attention to mitzvah that you're putter from. And that's the third approach. So that's the Tosfos, and you know, the whole idea of Kadol HaMitzuva Osa Yoter Mimisha Inu Mitzuva Osa. And then we have this Tosfos, the next Tosfos of Nogim Be'edu Sanhein. Right, so the Umos HaOlam say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how do you know that Bnei Yisrael has really kept their word, that they kept the Torah? So first Hashem says, I'm a witness to that. They say, no, you can't. You're a father. A father can't be a witness to a son in that. Then Hashem says, let the Shemayim and the Aretz be witnesses that Bnei Yisrael has kept the Torah. And then again, the Oved Kochavim, the Umos HaOlam say, they're no good bedavar. They're no good beidusan, because if they don't keep the Torah, then the Shemayim V'aretz will cease to exist. There's two psukim that say that. One of them, right, from Vayir Vayugri Yom HaShishi. So the Gemara says, "Im Yisrael Mekavlin Torasi Mutav V'im Lav Ani Achzir Etchem L'Tovavo." That the Shemayim V'aretz will obviously want to say that Bnei Yisrael has kept the Torah. Otherwise, they're going to go back to Tovavo. The Tosos, though, says as follows. Tosos says, "No gimbe du sanhein v'im tomer v'ray raya gedola." Shekimu shahari shamayim aretz kaimim him. Hold on. if we are standing on the world right now, if Shemayim Va'aretz is existing at the moment, so obviously Bnei Yisrael has kept the Torah, so that should be the easy, that should be the proof. So, V'yishlomar de'en choshishin b'zu ha'raya de'en av me'ed al b'no. Right, so again, you could still say that this is still an issue of the Av bringing a maid for his son. But Odish Lomar, a different answer, Toso says, Shehem Kaimin Mimasha Kiblu Kid Amar Imisrael Mekabel. No, because there it says Imisrael Mekabel Nes Torasi. That Toso points out, it's just that if Bnei Yisrael accepts the Torah, then Shemayim Va'aretz will exist, and if not, I'll go back to Avu. But once Kal Yisrael has accepted the Torah by Har Sinai, who's to say that they don't, you know, necessarily keep it all the times afterwards? But that's not what the deal was. Once Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah, that will allow Shemayim Va'aretz to continue to exist. So then the Gemara starts bringing in personalities, non-Jews that could be witnesses, that could be made to the Jews that they kept the Torah. One of which is Nebuchadnezzar, the Gemara says, Yevu Nebuchadnezzar ve'ed b'chanan Mishal v'Azariah. Nebuchadnezzar can come testify about Hanan Mishal and Azariah, shelo yishtachavu l'tzelem, that they did not bow down to the image. So this Toso, shelo yishtachavu l'tzelem, says as follows, Omri b'edu tam d'tzelem Nebuchadnezzar, lavo rizkachavim hu ala anditrati asui l'chavu n'melach. So look at the words carefully. It's not a Oved Kochavim. It's not a idol. It's not a pesel. It's a tzelem. It was a statue, probably of himself, of Nebuchadnezzar, to glorify the king. So there's a difference in Lashon. By Avram Vino it says Oved Kochavim, and by Hanan Mishal Azariah it says tzelem. And this is good based on what we say in Ksuvis, meaning if they were going to get tortured for not bowing down, so then they would have bowed down to this tzalem. So obviously, for any amount of torture, they wouldn't have bowed down if this was an actual idol, if it was Oved Kochavim, because that's one of the three Yaharog Velyavors. So you see that it's obviously, it wasn't actual idol worship, it was just a tzelem to sort of glorify Nebuchadnezzar, the king of flesh and blood, over Kadosh Baruch Hu. But again, if it was real idol worship, they would never have done it, no matter what level of pain. And we know that Kerav Hananya ben Tardion Shoshamu Sfugin Alibo Lisro Veravikiva Shesarku Basaro Msrikos Pios. And we know, of course, the painful stories of Chaim being Trajon and Rav Akiva and the way they were tortured, and it didn't matter the level of pain because they wouldn't worship Avodah Zarah. So Hadabarach Parak Makam Shenagu, and regarding what it says in Pesachim, Ma Ro Chanayim Yishal Vazariah Shemasru Atzma L'tol Kip Shana Eish, Peirush Hayalachem Yishtachavos L'tzelem, Kevan Shaloh Hayyubav Yishachavim Mamish. And again, you see, similar from Pesachim, the fact that the Gemara bothers to ask, what were Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah thinking to be Moser and Nefesh to allow themselves to throw themselves in the fire? So obviously, it's asking this question because there was an out, meaning they didn't have to let themselves be killed because it wasn't Avoid Kochavim, it was just a Tzelem. Again, if it was Avoid Kochavim, then of course they would have had no choice but to throw themselves into the fiery furnace. And very apropos for Purim, the last raya is from Maseches Megillah. Vod raya perakam and Megillah. Bnei ma nischayvu shoneim shal Yisrael kliya bnei shtachlu tzelem. So what did Klal Yisrael at that time period deserve to be killed? Because they bowed down to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. So heim asu ela lifnim. But really, the Gemara tells us they only did it as a show, to pretend that they were doing it. They didn't actually do it to bow down. And again, if it was really an idol, then definitely they would have to win Moser Nefesh their lives to be killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. But Lashon Dekra, Nami Mashma Hachi. And the actual Lashon and the Psukim imply this, Tchsiv Lo'okecha Les Anan, Palchin Lo'otzavecha Les Anan, Sagdin. So it says in the Pasuk that to your God we will not bow, and to your image we will not prostrate ourselves. Mashma the Trey Milehavu. This implies there's two separate things. There is the Elokeka, which is the idols, which you would have to be Moser Nefesh and let oneself die for. And then there's the Tzalmecha, there's the image, there's a statue, like the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, which is not on that same level that one would actually have to be Moser Nefesh themselves in terms of Yarg Val Yavor.